Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. Check out my website, Tuttle.net, especially Tuttle.net/vote. That's going to take you directly to Orlando Weekly's page, where you'll be able to vote for me for best podcast in the Orlando Weekly Orlando Best Of competition. Go there. Take a screenshot of yourself voting for me and tag me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever it may be. And you're going to be registered because Scott York gave me 4 days, 3 nights stay at his Airbnb in downtown historic St. Augustine. It's a great place. If you've never been to St. Augustine before, it's definitely a place you want to check out. Got to tell you, I had a pretty shitty day yesterday. Even though the show was great, I thought yesterday's show was actually one of the better ones that I've done in a while. But yesterday, if you're new to the show, my dad just recently passed away. And I really have not had that hard of a time with it. But yesterday, it really, really did hit me hard because we had to send my dad's cell phone back in. I talked about this a little bit on my social media about having to back up all this stuff. And having to turn in that phone, I don't know what it was. I don't know why. But it just really, really set me off. I was crying like a bitch all day yesterday. So bad. Like, it just was uncontrollable. And the one thing that really, really got me the most was my dad, My dad had his phone on him while he was in the hospital, but you know he really didn't know how to do anything. He didn't even know who me or mom was, so it's not like he was gonna call us. And the last picture he took was like a point of view of him in the hospital bed, and it just made me feel like I didn't do enough. I wasn't there enough. And it just really, really, like, upset me. And I apologize. I know that he would not want me to be this way. But I can't help it. It's finally catching up to me. I barely got any sleep last night. And today I feel like shit. Feel like absolute shit. And I don't want any of you guys to think that I'm going to do something stupid like I tried to do at the end of 2019 by hurting myself. No. I can actually recognize those signs. I'm close. I'm pretty close. But I'm going to snap out of it. As soon as I get done with this show today, I'm going to bed. Because, like I said, I got about 2 to 3 hours worth of sleep last night. One of the things that I did yesterday, when me and my dad, we lived in DeLeon Springs, we had a nursery. Not like nursery to babysit kids and shit. No, like plant nursery. We would take the cuttings off of ornamental horticulture plants, like variegated pit, stuff like that. But we had this Norfolk pine tree that we grew from like a sapling. And it had just gotten root bound in this big, humongous potting soil pot. Saying pot too much there. But it was getting root bound. It wasn't growing. It almost seemed like it was dying. And I don't even know how long we're going to be here at the park. I mean, John Mays has been actually being really, really cool right now. But I ended up planting that tree by the trailer. And even if we do leave, I just did not want to lose that tree as well. So, yeah, I apologize. I apologize for starting out the show like this. I know that a lot of you people are probably going through stuff. I'm sure that you guys have lost loved ones. And I don't want you to think like I feel like I'm special. It's something that we all have to go through. Loss. The first time that I ever had to deal with grief was in high school when four of my fellow classmates ended up, you know, before they could drive, were driving around on a winding road, backwoods, you know, type road, and ended up crashing, wrapped the car around a tree, car caught on fire, and they all died. And I remember that day because my dad was the one that picked me up to break the news to me. So I don't want anybody to think, oh, you know, I'm not doing this because I want you to feel bad for me. No, this is me talking to you guys. Because, like, I don't trust these therapists anymore. I don't trust these psychologists. I don't trust any of them. Because our mental health system here in the country is absolutely a joke. All they want to do is throw pills down your throat, charge you extraordinary amounts. They're probably not even listening half the time. You don't get no personal service because they're probably just playing things by the book. So this is kind of like a therapy session for me. So once again, I do apologize, but I just need to get this out. Maybe I'll feel better. Maybe I'll sleep better. And that's the other thing that I had not showed any emotions. I don't want you to think like I'm a fucking psychopath or anything. Yeah, I've been down. I've been sad, but I just have been chugging along because that's what my pops would want. But I showed emotion in front of my mom for the first time yesterday, and it got her all upset. She was watching the Today Show, and they were doing this wedding vow renewals on the show. Hoda Kotb ended up, you know, renewing these people's vows, and it was their 50th wedding anniversary. My mom always said, she was like, you know, if we can make it to 50 years being married, they wanted to make that mark. Fell 2 years short. But I knew that that was going to upset her, but she still watched it anyways, started bawling and crying. Then it got me upset. Got me upset, you know, because I'm like, you know what? I'm 40 years old, not married. Not going to have kids. I mean, I can. It's a great thing about being a guy. You can have kids a lot later in life. But, I mean, never was able to make my dad a grandfather. What a fucking joke. Plus, I'm an only child. You know, people think it's great being an only child. No, it's not. It really, really isn't. Because once my parents are gone, I have absolutely nobody. I've been trying to meet people. Oh, that's the other thing. That's just been one disappointment after another. Women leading you on. Women canceling on you. No call, no show. Fuck, you want to know how pathetic it is? I was going to go to De Leon Springs the other day. I was going to take Dakota and Nicole, the lesbian couple that, you know, got trespassed over here at the Hobo Fish Camp. It was just, you know, because they're living on the streets. I wanted to take them out to be able to go do something. And no, I'm not one of those guys that is like, oh yeah, maybe I can fuck two lesbians. No. That's the furthest thing from the truth. I just like doing good things for people. And I know how stressful it is. I could only imagine living out on the street what it would be like. I got no called, no showed. Went to go pick him up on Saturday. Didn't even bother to call me. Couldn't find him. And matter of fact, I've only gotten one text. And that was it. I haven't heard from him in 2 or 3 days. So maybe it's for the best. But that's like one of my pet peeves. Do not waste my time. I will absolutely understand if you call me and let me know what the fuck's going on. But no, is that a new thing with women? Women just no call, no show. Everybody wants to talk about the guys being bad. But sometimes these women are just as fucking heartless. So what I'm trying to say is, yes, you know, when you look around, I'm trying to make friends, trying to, you know, like, I will say this, I do have some type of family, not blood family. You know, I consider Colton and his family part of, like family, because I live with them for almost 2 years. But I don't think they want to adopt a 41-year-old. And I'm talking like, and that's the other thing. You know, my mom's got to have that surgery coming up on the 9th to have that tumor removed out of her jaw. What the fuck am I going to do? Because I have no relationship with any of my cousins, really. I mean, I talk to them. I've kind of reconnected with some of them. There's some of them that I better not see. Because I'm telling you right now, that's not going to end up good. That's not going to end up well. It's not going to end up well for him. It's not going to end up well for me, because my ass is going to be in jail for murdering somebody. And that's not a threat. I'm just saying. Hypothetically. But I don't think I'll see that person, because he knows what he did. I know what he did. So, you know what? I don't really want to have anything to do with some of the family members. But that's the bad side about being an only child, because once your parents are gone, you got nobody. So, yes. Great way. So how's y'all's day going? Maybe the most depressing opening in the history of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. And I do apologize. We'll get into some fun stuff right now. One of the best things about growing up in the small little town of De Leon Springs, Florida. There were pros and cons. I had to ride my bike like 15 miles just to go see any of my friends. Our closest neighbor was probably 2 miles away. So we really never had like neighbor disputes or family feuds. Never had like a Hatfield and McCoys. I think the closest thing that we ever had was that our neighbor, that their closest neighbor, thought that my dad killed one of his dogs. But no, that did not happen. You know, we had 2 Rottweilers. We had Maggie and Hoss. Hoss had a crooked head because he loved to chase the cows around on the farm, and he got kicked right in the skull. Had a crooked head for the rest of his life. But Maggie was a female dog, and she was in heat one day, well, for a little bit. And I guess that guy's dog could smell Maggie in heat from like 2 miles away. Ended up coming over, and Hoss, he had to regulate. My dad sprayed water on those dogs fighting for like 30 minutes. Hoss almost killed that fucking German Shepherd. Last thing we saw was him limping down this road. I guess he went in the woods and laid up somewhere. The guy came over to the house and was like, "You killed my dog, you killed my dog." And, you know, if you've never lived in the South, you know, like, those are fighting things. Hell, the fucking Hatfield and McCoy's was all over a fucking pig, I think. So what I'm trying to say is the dog, you know, I guess after it started feeling better, it ended up going home. The guy never came and apologized. But we really never had to deal with any of the stuff like that. But everybody loves a good neighborhood dispute. You know, I think earlier in the year, I played you the audio of the neighbors that were arguing with each other, and the guy ended up coming out and killing both the husband and wife with a gun. Yeah, so it's just not worth it. But man, this is one, the audio I'm about to play for you is one of the biggest white trash arguments that I have ever heard in my life.
I have a question. When y'all got out of the car the other day, and my old man was right here, why was y'all being rude? Because that right there made him cry all motherfucking night.
Not trying to be a dick here, not trying to shock jock, but your boyfriend is a pussy. Your boyfriend is a bitch. He cried over somebody being rude to him? Come the fuck on. So what I'm trying to say is that this guy, it must be such a simp for his old lady. He's like, baby, those people made me cry. Can you go over and please say something to them? The mean people hurt my feelings.
Rude about what?
Laughing at him.
About what?
I don't know. Y'all were sitting, your old lady was sitting right here staring at him.
See, I don't even know where this happened at. I just found this video. And I already know that geographically, regionally, this is in the South because she said, your old lady. I don't know if people up North call their chicks your old lady. They definitely do that here in the South. So that's why I'm saying there's a pretty good chance. And I'm not just saying the South of, you know, South America, not the continent, but I'm just talking South of the United States. I'm talking the Southeast of the United States. That's, and I would almost guarantee you, this is fucking Florida.
And so were y'all's friends, and y'all were cracking up. When you came out, you looked at him.
Oh, no, we just got
back. Now, don't answer no stupid-ass question.
That's not stupid. I'm just asking.
I promise you that every day I come out here from now on, I'm going to make fun of you every time I walk out the door.
Okay, see, I was right. I was right. That is definitely Florida. Listen to the way this woman says, you son of a bitch. That has Florida Cracker written all over it.
Every time I go in the door, I'm going to make fun of you.
Well,
I don't
just
care.
Like I'm going to do you.
I don't care if you sit over there and cry yourself to sleep every night.
Well, you don't have to.
But if you don't break your ass over there.
I want you to put me out. Lynn, I want you to do it.
Lynn, he can't put you in jail.
I know we can.
Go to hell, you son of a.
Get the hell out of this yard.
No, you put me out.
See, I don't know if this is Florida or not. This kind of threw me for a loop because this lady being on this guy's property and him asking her to leave because they've already said asking a whole bunch of times. But this is a clean shoot all day in the state of Florida. Like if somebody is on your property and they don't leave and they're being threatening to you, it's a clean shoot all day long. Something called the Castle Doctrine as well as stand your ground? Yeah, you should have put a couple right into her center mass and called it a day, and it would have been no bubbles, no troubles.
You got 5 minutes. Get the fuck out of this yard, you stupid fucking bitch.
Hey, you need to quit calling
the goddamn get the
name.
Fuck over there.
Hey, you need to quit calling about it. You call him now, you sorry son of a bitch.
What are you going to fucking do?
You do something.
Put your fucking
you got him do something.
I want you to touch
him. I want you to put me out of the yard.
Bad.
Put me out of the yard.
See, and this is how women are, though. Women love to push buttons. Women love to get the last word in. And this woman is just waiting for this guy to hit her first. Now, the guy has all right to do that if he wanted to. You are on his property. And the bad thing is that everybody would be like, oh, this guy, he hit a woman. No. You come on my yard, and she is enticing him. She really, really is enticing him. Ooh, you hit me. Put me out of your yard. Bitch. If I had a gun right now, I could legally shoot you right between the eyes, and I wouldn't do a goddamn day in jail. I wouldn't. Because we have something here in the United States called the First Amendment. And just because I was saying some words or making fun of your pussy-ass boyfriend, where is your boyfriend right now? Like, seriously, you are doing all the fighting here. And I have not heard your boyfriend talk one single fucking time. So what I'm trying to say is this is a problem. Women think that they can push men around, bait them into physical fights, and then be, oh, they're going to play the victim. Bitch, you're on his yard. You're lucky he didn't blow you away.
Touch me. Put you in jail.
You want me on the show? Put me in.
Daughter. I'm not prissy. You guys just need to
shut up.
Just be quiet. I asked a simple question.
Get the fuck out of the fucking yard.
Come on. No.
Get the fuck out. I'm telling you. Fuck. Get the fuck out of the fucking yard. Get the fuck out of here.
Put your hands on me.
Come on. Come on.
Get the fuck out.
Oh, your voice got deep. But now it's back.
Come on. Come on.
Get the fuck.
You put your hands up. Fuck you.
Let's go. You two. Let's
go. Put me out. No.
Whoa.
We put your hands on.
No, you're all going
to get the fuck out. You back the fuck up.
Get the fuck out. Keep
no.
going.
You,
oh, she just touched me. I'm hurt.
Come on.
I think I finally heard the boyfriend or something there. Because he knows, like, this woman is, like, living on borrowed time. Like, seriously. Like, come on, baby. Come on. But that's how women in the South are sometimes. That's why you never get into a domestic dispute argument with a white trash couple. Like, if a man is beating up a woman, or they're arguing and it's getting a little physical? No, you do not get involved, because you want to know why? Once you try to be that woman's knight in shining armor, she's going to start beating your ass with her fucking flip-flops that are able to open up bottled beers. Yeah, that's a very, very white trash scenario if I've ever seen one.
Hey, you touched my mama. I'm fucking you up.
Keep recording.
Oreo, come here now.
Go.
Oreo.
Come on, get your ass
over. Babe, get Oreo now.
I don't care. Get the fuck out.
I'm getting my goddamn.
Guys, please. Come
on. Get the fuck out. Let's go.
No, let her find
her. I'm getting my goddamn. I'm getting my motherfucking mom.
Don't. Stop. Babe, stop.
See, that is him using a softer version of the castle doctrine, or stand your ground. Instead of putting some lead in her, he's actually breaking out the water hose and spraying them down. This is probably the first time in a while that these white trash motherfuckers have taken a bath. So the guy's kind of doing them a little bit of a favor.
Ty!
Hey, boy!
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Get the fuck out. Everybody's going.
Babe, stop, babe! Stop!
Please stop!
Say what you have!
I didn't do anything!
I want you to go to that
goddamn. I want my goddamn ring!
Stop! Oh my God!
Stop!
Babe, please come here. Just stop.
I'm getting my ring.
Get the fuck out of
here. No, I'm getting my goddamn ring!
I get this question asked to me all the time by people that I've met that live in other countries. And they talk and they always ask, what is America's fascination with guns? Why don't you do away with guns? Get rid of guns, there would be less violence. No, I disagree. Like, you can make all the laws in the world that you want to prevent people from getting guns. But guess what? Criminals do not believe and obey laws like this white trash asshole neighbors of them. Because now the guy stepped in, and I guess his father and a mama, they're all on top of this guy kind of beating him right now. You know what? That shit would not have happened if this person would have had a gun. And I'm not even saying use it. But I was always taught, if you pull a gun, you better fucking use it. You better use it. Just saying. Dead people do not give eyewitness accounts of what happened. And this people, they're already videotaping this as it is. And by law, the guy has asked them to leave. And let's be honest, that ring that they're looking for, It probably holds no sentimental value at all. They probably stole that from somebody, was planning on going down and pawning it to be able to buy some methamphetamines. So yeah, I would have had no problem at all. Matter of fact, I would have shook this guy's hand if he would have blasted this dumbass bitch right in the chest. Because he was polite. And this is all over words. This is all over words. Fuck them. These white trash people. And I know a lot of people that are white trash. I mean, there are good white trash. But this, no. I'm not going to put up with this. They're beating this guy now. Yeah, this guy had all right to be able to shoot these people.
Go!
No, I just want everybody to leave.
You know what? Now, you know, towards the end, I'm gonna go with my final answer, Regis. My final answer is this was in Florida. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
It's time for the Orlando Weekly Best of 2021.
Right you are, Amy, and we need your help.
Wait, you need my help?
No, the listeners' help.
Oh, the Tuttle Daily Podcast listeners' help. Apologies, I thought you meant... anyway.
Okay, thanks, Amy. Yes, fans, that's right. Our boy has been nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best Orlando Podcast.
And what a journey it's been for Tuttle, from the pinnacles of terrestrial radio and having various instruments inserted into his rectum to making an attempt at rebuilding his broadcasting career by starting a podcast with nothing more than an iPhone 7 in a late model BT Cruiser.
Look, being nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best of 2021 Podcast hasn't been easy. Sure, the other nominees have fancy stuff like studios with chairs and air conditioning, actual microphones, reliable Wi-Fi, running water.
The point is this, Josh. Our guy Tuttle is back on the air and needs your help to push him over the finish line and into the graces of Orlando audio royalty.
Indeed, Amy. You can vote at tuttle.net/vote.
Let's show the people that Tuttle is back and here to stay. Again, vote for the Tuttle Daily Podcast at tuttle.net/vote.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. If you'd like to help out to the cause, you can easily do that by going to my PayPal account, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. You can ask anybody that has donated to the cause because I am trying to build a new studio right now. You can easily do that. Like I said, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. I do write back every single person that donates and personally thank them for their generosity in helping out financially as well as supporting the show. Don't forget, also go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or upload any brand new content. Now, I want to get into this next story. It's about this heat wave in the Northwest as well as the Northeast. We got like double high pressure pockets sitting up north. And a lot of people are like, oh, what are we going to do? It's so hot. You guys don't give a fuck about any of us down here in Florida, living in a jungle, by the way. Do you realize that I drove around when times were tough in a car that had no AC in Orlando, which has some of the worst traffic in Central Florida, Because the only time you get any relief is when you're driving at least 55 miles an hour with the windows down. So, no, I don't feel bad for these people at all. I just don't. Some of these people don't even have AC up there. And people are bitching and complaining about the heat. Oh, it's over 100. I've been to Las Vegas before. I have felt over 100-degree temperature. Yeah, it's hot. It is hot. But guess what? It does not have humidity like the jungle that is known as the state of Florida. So, yeah, come down here and hang out a little bit. Come down here during hurricane season when we lose power for like 10 days. And it is just stifling hot. Come talk to me then.
Tonight, the dome of heat engulfing the Northwest is at its peak. After shattering records across the region, many of them all-time highs. Portland had its hottest day ever on Saturday. The record shattered 24 hours later when Sunday's high hit 112 degrees.
That is life-threatening heat. But for Portlanders, early in the summer, before we've had a chance to really get used to hot weather.
All right. I got to stop it right there, and I got to interrupt and cut this woman off, because guess what we don't have here in the state of Florida? We don't have four seasons. I'm not talking about the hotel, talking about the seasons. Winter, fall, autumn, spring, summer, whatever they are. I think I just said five there. What I'm trying to say is, listen, what we have here in the state of Florida, we have summer and winter. There's no in-between. There's no gradually jumping into something. No, it just gets hot as fuck, and you got to deal with it. Just like jumping in like a spring or something that's really, really cold. People want to just walk in. No, you just got to jump into it. Your body will adjust, but I don't want to hear you complaining about, oh, we didn't have enough time to adjust to the hot weather. Fuck you. Come to South Florida. Come to Central Florida. And then we can talk.
That is really a public health threat.
The heat melting these streetcar power lines in Portland and buckling this highway in Everson, Washington.
That's why you need to get a bunch of workers that are laying asphalt in the state of Florida. There are potholes and stuff, but that's more from just a bunch of truckers, the water just beating in the potholes and stuff. But for the most part, get a bunch of Florida get-or-dones, go up to the Northeast, make some real roads that are not a bunch of hipster pussy-ass roads that they build up in Portland, Oregon, that are buckling under the heat. I mean, this is crazy. You're telling me, like, oh, it doesn't get that hot here, so we're gonna cut some corners. Your mass transit should not be failing because of a heat wave,
forcing officials to shut it down. Many homes and businesses in the Northwest don't even have air conditioning. In Seattle, locals are flocking to hotels.
I've lived all over, from Southern Virginia to Mississippi to Los Angeles, and I've never had to do this in my life.
Look, living in the state of Florida, I'll give you a prime example. Colton. Talked about Colton and his family earlier. Yeah, they got AC in their house, but guess what else Colton has in his room? A window shaker. And if you don't know what a window shaker is, one of those like portable like air conditioning systems you just put in the window. Yeah, he's got that there. And I'm telling you, that stuff will keep a room colder than central air and heat. I mean, there's no debate about that. So you're telling me all the window shakers are all bought up there? No. You know what? I'm going to get a hold of Vulture. We're going to buy a pallet of window shakers. And we're driving to the Northeast and the Northwest. Sell those bitches out. Let's get paid.
The heat fueling fires across the West. One firefighter injured fighting the peak fire that broke out today in Southern California.
We had another all-time record in Portland, 115 degrees, 116 in Salem. This is a climate change amplified heat wave that will moderate some tomorrow. But this blocking pattern has heat waves on both coasts. And the one in the Northeast is going to stay with us. Temperatures tomorrow are going to feel like up at over 100 degrees with humidity. So we have excessive heat warnings and heat advisories for all the big cities.
I love how he threw that in there, with humidity. Okay, what? How much percent humidity are we talking about? We talking about the 100% humidity that we have here in the Sunshine State? Or are we just talking maybe like 40 or 50% humidity? There's no comparison, people. Like, I don't like cold weather. That's why I don't live up north. And yes, I know it's hot, but come on. Like, seriously. When it gets in the 30s here in the state of Florida, we're like, oh, crap, what are we going to do? We're going to freeze to death. No, we're just fine. Maybe we're just more of a hardier type people in the South. Going to take a quick break to wrap up the show. Apologize, I know it's going to be a short one, but it was just a struggle to crack open the mic today. Whatever. You can tell that I'm way off. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast, last segment of the day. Got another piece of audio that I want to play for you. This isn't like a family feud scenario like I played earlier for you. This is a white guy, I guess, that he owed money to this African-American gentleman that I guess he thought the best way for him to get paid was to break out a weed whacker. If you don't know what a weed whacker is and you're listening in other countries, it's how you cut down the weeds because you might not want to use and break out the lawnmower. And it hurts because I have been hit by weed whackers for radio stunts. I've done it on accident and it fucking hurts. It will cut you. It will make you leak like that guy from the Canadians last night that wanted to fuck around with, I think, Victor Hedman. And, you know, pun intended, Hedman put his head right in the ice without a helmet on. The guy was leaking all over the place. Great thing about hockey. They don't even bother to clean up the blood off the ice. But yeah, this guy, Courtney, I think that this is what his name is. I would definitely be paying him after the way he got violated with this weed whacker.
Damn my brain. I'm stalling my brain.
I mean, you just got to take it. You got to take it. In the economy that we're in right now, and the guy, Courtney or whatever, he seems like a lawn dog. He mows lawns for a living. So, you know what? He broke out the weed whacker because I guess this guy owed him money. I don't even know. You know what? This guy could have been an employee of his. Because a lot of people in Florida will do this. Hey, boss, man, can I get a float on my check? Can I get it a little bit early? And Courtney probably gave this white guy a little extra money before payday. And he disrespected Courtney. Courtney was like, I'm going to get mine. I'm going to take it out. I'm going to take this money out of your ass with this weed whacker.
What you saying?
I don't know how, like, even if you paid Courtney back, how you could still work on his crew if you were one of his employees. Wouldn't you get, like, PTSD every time Courtney cranked up the weed whacker because he probably floated you, like, $50 and you were such a piece of shit that you couldn't even pay him back? So he's breaking out. Now, I could be completely off. Courtney could be a drug dealer. Who knows? But that's also the ones that you don't want to, like, fuck with and owe money to. Especially a guy that's willing to take a weed whacker to your ass.
I'll never do it again, Courtney. Come on, bro. I told you. Come on, bro.
I'm to see if I can get this posted on my social media. You can follow me on any social media. Just search Tuttle, T-U-D-D-L-E. But that last one, man, that last one seemed like it hurt. Because you can just tell by the way somebody is screaming that if it's real or not. Like, if they're in a lot of pain. And most people cannot sell it like a wrestler or a broadcaster or an actor. No, that was some real-ass shit. Because I even got the video. And if this was fake and it was set up, kudos to them. Kudos to the dude that was taking the weed whacker to his ass. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketFairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to PayPal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.